is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hey, your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're broadcasting live from the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A, and there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by our instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. And, wow, what a full lineup we have this week. Lisa Bedford's going to be with us, the survival mom. Dr. Norman Cheely, he's our senior USAPrepares.com medical instructor and brain surgeon. And Tony Pichet is going to be with us. We're going to be talking about the Civil War, and we've got more to come the rest of the week. And we've discussed with John Moore in many classes here at USAPrepares.com abrupt climate change. Now, here in Missouri, hay, I'm talking about hay rolled up in 1,000-pound bales, is being stolen. Hay is being stolen, 1,000-pound rolls at a time. That means, to me, the way I see this, farmers are stealing hay from farmers. Class, there's an unwritten code about not doing this. Stealing is wrong no matter where it's done, how it's done. But, you know, stealing food from animals is unthinkable. And it's happening. It's happening right here in the Ozark Mountains. It's happening all around our farm here in the Ozark Mountains. It's happening all over Missouri. And I believe there are two main reasons for this. One, John Moore talked about the violent climate change, the drought. We still have the drought. On our farm, we have a stream, a creek that runs 3/4 of a mile through the farm. It's dry. It's still dry. And there are a couple of wet spots, but the creek's not running. It's just little depressions where rain seeps in and finds the low spots. Other than that, it's dry. So I think that there are two main reasons why farmers are stealing hay. One is the economy that's brought to you by the people who are not suffering the effects of their deeds. That would be the crooks on Wall Street and politicians. Now, you and I, we're suffering the effects of their deeds. And the other is there's no feed for the cows. They have herds of cows, and they can either sell their herds or they can find feed for them. And hay is so expensive. The last time I checked, it was about $100 a roll. Those are record prices as far as I can tell. And I know that I might buy maybe $1,000 worth of hay over previous years just to fill in. And I bought hay at the lowest prices I could find during the summer when I knew the drought was coming. And I spent easily 8 times more than I ever would have spent, ever would have dreamt to spend. So that's pretty serious. And I just wanted to mention that going into today's class. John Moore's with us. John Moore has been with us many, many times. And he's a climate researcher. He's a private investigator. He's a radio talk show host. He's a seminar leader at the Get Prepared Expo. John Moore's been with us for every expo that we've had. Welcome, John Moore.
Thank you, Vince. Good to be here.
Hey, John, I've got to ask you. You know, you've been to 4 expos, every single one. You've led seminars at every one. You've met lots and lots of people, thousands and thousands of people. Has anything changed in their attitudes since Expo number one a couple of years ago to the latest one, which was the beginning of November? Have you seen a change maybe in their focus, maybe in their desire to get things done at a different pace than they were before? Or are they at the same level?
That's an excellent question. And Of course, it's not a one-size-fits-all answer. Besides, you know, the expo, of course, I have people that I talk to on my daily radio show. And there does seem to be a general sense of urgency that it's greater than it was, especially if you go back 2 years ago when we first started doing the expos. The sense of urgency coming out of the greater common knowledge that what's going on with the weather is not a one-time phenomenon, that we have a new normal, which is highly abnormal from what we've always been used to. You touched on it briefly with your dissertation there about the price of hay. Mm-hmm. All agriculture, whether you're growing tomatoes or cattle or pineapples or wheat or corn, all aspects of agriculture have a business model that they go by. And we've talked about this before, Vince, but the business model is broken, except for, you know, those people involved in controlled environments, such as fish farming, for example, or hydroponics, which is a tiny, tiny percentage of agriculture. But if your agriculture involves anything that takes place outdoors and the need for precipitation and dependable climate, those business models are broken. And men and women involved in the agriculture, they know this. The majority of them these days have education past high school. They stay on top of what's going on in their industry. And they know their models are broken, and they're adjusting accordingly by cutting back on how much they're doing in terms of leasing and renting land as opposed to land they own outright, purchasing equipment, and so forth, whatever they need to do to keep the family business going. And if they can't do that, if they don't own land outright, they're in deep trouble.
Because absolutely.
Their business model is how much debt they can service, and that's what it comes down to for many of them. Debt service for real estate, equipment, and supplies, and of course, seed and fertilizer and herbicides, pesticides. How much debt service is based on the productivity of the land, and that's being cut dramatically.
Yeah,
all of which translates into higher prices for everybody listening to you and I. All of it.
And, absolutely.
And that just adds to the, that we keep hearing this term, fiscal cliff.
Yeah.
The fiscal cliff is becoming, we're at the point now, Vince, you can't turn on a television, radio, pick up a newspaper or magazine without having fiscal cliff just thrust in front of your eyeballs. I think that's being done for a reason, Vincent. This mantra is being hammered and hammered and hammered into us to get us used to the idea that in January something really bad is going to happen with the economy. And I anticipate, and so does Gerald Celente, by the way. He's far more of an economist than I am. I'm no economist. I took a freshman class in college. That was about it. But Gerald Celente is fearful of a bank holiday in the not-too-distant future. My inside private sources are talking about a possibility of a bank holiday and the possibility of this fiscal cliff being and becoming a reality that affects every human being in North America and worldwide, probably. So we're getting back to your original question. At the expos and on my radio show, both people I run into, I do have I'm getting a greater sense of urgency on the part of all these people.
Okay, and you know, you talk about the fiscal cliff. It's man-made. It's the fiscal cliff is nothing in nature. Just like inflation is not part of nature. That's man-made also, and it's brought to us by Wall Street. It's brought to us by bankers. It's brought to us by politicians. And bureaucrats. I mean, they've all gotten together and engineered a collapse. I can't, John, see any way out of it. I can't see that this can be fixed. I think we have to hit the bottom, and then I think we have to work our way back out of it. And it's going to be painful for a lot of people, and especially people who have saved digits in the bank. Their purchasing power is being eroded by the second.
Right.
Absolutely by the second. And the price of gold and silver, I believe, is being manipulated so that it's difficult. And that's the only way I think of preserving wealth. But that's tough because that's manipulated. So, John, what's so bad about going off the cliff? Seriously. Why don't we throw these bums out of office? I mean, we keep talking about it. We just seem to forget to do it. But what's so bad if we go off this financial...
The short-term ramifications of, quote-unquote, going off the cliff, it could... a bank holiday, for example, a bank holiday in 2012 or 2013 would not be the same as in the 1930s. You mentioned digital savings. A bank holiday would include all banking services, including credit and debit cards, mm-hmm. ATMs, the EBT cards that people that get food what we used to call food stamps rely on. All those things would come to a screeching halt, which would turn our country into absolute chaos in 24 hours or less. So a bank holiday that went on for several days could easily lead to riots in the streets, cities burning, and so forth. So with a lot of innocent lives being hurt and lost both. So that's the danger that I see.
John, let me tell you something that happened to me last night. We had a seminar. Did you ever meet Bob Gaskin? He's from Black Dog Gun Range. He gave a seminar at the expo, and he was talking about survival and lights out and that kind of thing. Did you get a chance to meet him?
Well, I'm not sure that I did, Vince. I shake hands with a lot of people at these expos, but how did it go last night?
Oh, man. You know, we started at 1 o'clock, just after lunchtime, and we had some questions and answers. So right after the morning broadcast, I raced to the studio or out to Springfield, and we set up at the DoubleTree. And there's a little theater there, and so we did a live broadcast. We did questions and answers from 1 o'clock till 3. We did live broadcasts with the class there in the theater till 4 o'clock, and then we took a short break, and then we went on, started back up at 5 o'clock and went till 11 o'clock at night. I mean, it was unbelievable. Nobody wanted to leave because the concern about the economy, the concern about availability of products, services, food, gasoline, electricity, the possibility of civil war. We talked about a lot of those things. And I'll tell you a little story about what happened to me on the way home when we come back. It jives exactly with what we're talking about. John Moore's with us. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Okay, here's some survival stock. Freeze-dried soups, 3,000 packets. 150 carbon filters, that's enough to filter Lake Erie. 40 caliber center fire, 3,000 rounds, goodbye flash mob. And, yeah, my Kimberly wood stove. Face it, when it's 20 degrees and windy, your family needs reliable heat. They need the American-made stainless steel Kimberly stove. At 56 pounds, it can heat your home tonight and tomorrow and be hooked up to your cabin, boat, or RV. And it belts out 40,000 BTUs of dry heat. Boy, that'll dry out your house after a flood. And Kimberly burns wood scraps, driftwood, charcoal, pellets, even manure. And it's great for cooking, too. Take note, dealers want it. See JATOproducts.com or call 855-USA-STOVE. That's 855-USA-STOVE. JATOProducts.com.
Go to TheEconomicCollapseBlog.com to see the shocking evidence that shows why America is heading for a complete economic collapse. That's TheEconomicCollapseBlog.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Well, and some of the controls. Alex has most of them. Well, Bob Gaskin was doing a seminar in Springfield, Missouri with us, and we did a live remote in the middle of his seminar. And it was a great event, and it lasted a long time. And I was on my way home with Mrs. Finelli, and we live in the middle of nowhere. And I decided to pick up some fuel on the way home at a Casey's General Store. Now, Casey's General Store is kind of like a convenience store plus a gas station. Now, it's a chain, so it's not just one of these. They're all over the Midwest. Anyway, Casey's has a reward credit card program. So if you have one of their credit cards, and it's just a Visa card, and it has Casey's General Store on it, it's just a red card. It's nothing special. It's not a platinum card, a gold card, or a silver card. Just a red card. And plain Jane. And I get a percentage back in gas cards. So with all our purchases, we get gas cards back. And they're these $20 prepaid gas cards. And they send us them once a month. Now, because we have the expo and I charge like $10,000 worth of advertising on the big television station on the credit card, we get a bunch of these gas cards back. Well, last night I had three of them in my pocket, and I decided to use them at Casey's. Well, I put the first one in, and it read the card, and it's really simple. You put the card in, it says, okay, this is a valid card, and you can pump up to $20 worth of gas on this card. If you don't use that much, you get the remaining balance left on your card. Well, it ate my card, and it destroyed the, it said it was declined. Well, here's the point, John. I know it was a perfectly good card. Now, I had two more in my pocket, and I had a handful of credit cards in my pocket also. The last thing I was going to do is start feeding cards into this machine because it ate the first one. And what that really means is if all I had was a credit card in my pocket or a series of credit cards and I was declined and I was out of fuel, I'd be toast.
What would I be doing at midnight? You know, and I don't go out at midnight. I just don't do it. But, you know, this was an event and I was on my way home. The point is, we could be held hostage by a piece of plastic.
Absolutely. Well, especially people under 40 years old, it's pretty common for them to have little, if any, cash ever. They're so used to never having had cash. I started running into this quite a while ago, but it's very common for young people not to carry much or have any cash at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had cash, but how much good would that do me if I couldn't get to the inside of this building to pay someone?
That's true.
You know, as robberies and burglaries and holdups increase, there are going to be fewer and fewer people that want to work these jobs at night where they're all alone. They're not going to want to do it. And so, you know, nothing good happens after midnight. I know all about that. But the point is, we can easily be held up, stranded. And this is not the first time that a credit card has not worked for me. And none of the times that a credit card has been shut down have been my fault. None of them. It's all an error of some computer software. Every time. Credit cards have been shut down because I've had multiple transactions that were the same within 2 minutes or a minute apart. You know, I bought two cases of oil one time, and the guy said, well, I'm going to have to ring up each case separately. I said, that's fine. He rang up two separate transactions, and next time I used my credit card, you know, a couple hours later, it was declined because it looked like a fraudulent activity on my credit card. Now, why would anybody buy something for the same amount of money, two of them, a minute apart? That's what the software looked at, obviously, you know.
Right.
And yesterday, I needed to buy some cables at Radio Shack and for this event. And my credit card, they said my signature wasn't right. Really? Huh. My signature didn't match the signature they had on their file. I couldn't believe it. So, John, as we talk about finances and we talk about these EBT cards, people are using them to live on, right?
They are. And it's the largest number since that program began, you know, with the Great Society, the War on Poverty. It's kind of funny, the War on Poverty has just resulted in more and more poverty, hasn't it?
Yeah, kind of like the War on Drugs. Yeah. John Moore, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We're talking about the fiscal cliff. I've got a couple more questions about this for John Moore. We'll be back in just a couple minutes after these breaks, and we're going to talk more about what John's learned from his students.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. when I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
John Moore's with us, and we mentioned the war on poverty. That didn't work so well. The war on drugs, that's not working so well. The war on cancer, that's certainly not working. The war on terror, that's not working so well. It's really hard to win a war against a faceless enemy. It really is. John, as you look at the calls that you get, the people that you come in contact with, are they preparing in any special way? Are they preparing generally for a collapse? You know, that are they laying in extra supplies? What are they doing? Because I know our class would like to hear what other people are doing.
Well, the majority of the listeners to the John Moore Show and my private consultation clients, they don't prepare for for anything specific. They generally are looking at getting a safe haven away from a major metropolitan area where they can have all the potable water they need, grow their own food, and live an independent, self-sufficient lifestyle. That's what most of these people are either doing or working towards.
Well, that's what you do, and that's what I do, too. John, if our class wants to get in touch with you, how would you like them to do that?
Well, the easiest way is just to go to my website, thelibertyman.com. There's contact information there, and that's probably the easiest thing. Just go to my website, thelibertyman.com.
Okay. And also, class, if you'd like to contact John Moore, you can go to usapreparers.com, page one, under instructors. There's a link, page one, right at the bottom there, where the instructors are, and click on John Moore. It'll take you right to his website. John, I went to a gun show on Saturday, right here in Springfield at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, and it was a very large show, maybe 10,000 people over the two-day period. And the prices that I've seen recently, the prices that I saw at the gun show, were higher than probably I've ever seen. But guns really weren't selling. And a couple things that I've noticed at this last gun show. There were very few quality used guns for private sale walking around. Term I use is guns walking around. And what I mean by that is guys, most of them are guys, and they're carrying a rifle or a pistol, and they're walking around with it. Some of them have little signs that say for sale or for trade. Some of them don't. But most of them that you see walking around like that are for sale. And you can just walk up to that person and strike up a conversation, say, gee, that's really neat. Is that for sale? And most of the time they'll say, sure. And they'll hand it to you, and you take a look at it, and you ask them how much it is, and you can buy it right then and there.
Right.
The deal is you've got to be a Missouri resident, and obviously you're representing yourself as a non-felon, and you have a legal right to buy that firearm, and off you go. It's as simple as that. Well, and it's perfectly legal. So it's just like buying a wagon, a child's wagon, or an encyclopedia set. It's private property. Okay.
That's right.
You know, I want to make sure that everybody understands there is nothing illegal about buying a gun from a private individual at a gun show. You don't have to buy it from a dealer. You can buy. So if John Moore, private individual, and Vin Finelli are at a gun show and we didn't know each other, and he has a pistol that I'm interested in, I could ask him about it. He could let me see it, and we could discuss the price, and I could hand him cash right then and there. No paperwork, nothing. Done deal.
That's
he
right.
Gets the cash. I get the firearm. I can tuck it in my belt, and without a concealed carry permit, I can leave part of it showing, and I can walk around with it in my belt, and it's perfectly legal. So, the point I'm trying to make is I did not see a lot of those kinds of transactions this time, John.
Well, firearm sales from dealers are at an all-time high. In fact, the Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, the FBI computers that are involved in the instant check system shut down twice from so
right.
many inquiries.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we got kind of a dichotomy here. On one hand, we've got the highest sales since they've kept records with this instant check system. Mm-hmm. And on the other, a dramatic reduction in private sales, which really
yes.
doesn't surprise me.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, the other thing that kind of went in hand with what we're just talking about is the ammunition sales. And what I saw was the highest prices I've ever seen for ammunition. And the ammo dealers were running out of ammunition. Now, it wasn't going out in cases, like I've seen it before, where people were buying, you know, a case of 223s, you know, 1,000 or 500 223s, or 9mm, or 45, or 40 caliber. But they were buying lots of it in smaller quantities, and
right.
the dealers were running out. I met a dealer that I've seen many times over the past year. He started out with 1.5 tables worth of ammunition. He now has five tables worth of ammunition.
Okay.
So within a year's time, he has really grown. And he doesn't even put it on tables anymore. He just leaves it on the floor. And you just look down, and there are cases upon cases upon cases. So if you want 308, 223, 762 by 39, it's all there. And you just, you know, borrow his hand truck and roll it out to your vehicle. So that's how some people are buying ammo, but not everybody. But ammo was selling very briskly. And do you think that's because people are concerned? Do you think they're using these 223s for hunting?
Well, 223 was specifically designed for hunting farm and shooting groundhogs at 200-300 yards away.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, the U.S. military adopted it 40-something years ago. It never has been, never will be an effective man-stopper. But that's what people get it for, self-defense. The AR platform has become incredibly popular. If you read the shotgun news, you'd think it was the best thing since sliced bread.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's become a very popular home defense weapon, the AR platform.
Yeah, I have one. And the reason I have one, I've got it's called an SP1. It's a Colt-manufactured, short-barreled, a collapsible stock, plain Jane, just as it was issued. No accessories on it. I want it lightweight, and I want it fast. And so that's what I have as a home defense weapon, as one home defense weapon. John, can you contrast that with the 30 caliber carbine? They're about the same weight. Which would you rather use, and why? For home defense,
any 30 caliber rifle is going to have more stopping power than the 5.56. It's a muzzle energy is a mathematical formula.
Mm-hmm.
Weight times velocity equals muzzle energy. On one hand, on the other. The muzzle energy is no match for just raw weight of a projectile.
Mm-hmm.
And these arguments have gone on for decades, and there's been lots of ink on paper, magazine articles and books written about the 9mm versus 45, the 5.56 versus 308. There really is no comparison when it comes to rifle calibers. A 30 caliber is the way to go if you want effective stopping power. Wars we've had, ongoing wars for 10 years plus, have proven that over and over again. The 5.56 in Afghanistan simply does not work because the ranges are too far. In fact, we routinely have guerrillas. They're not insurgents, by the way. The guerrillas fighting a foreign army. They can stand off half a mile away with a 100-year-old British Enfield 30-caliber rifle and shoot at our soldiers armed with a 5.56 M4 carbines, and know that our guys have no hope of hitting them, none whatsoever, because of these what we call poodle shooters. So we make fun of it. We do call them poodle shooters, there is a place for them, but it's dramatically limited compared to the 30 caliber rifles.
So, what is your preferred caliber for a handgun?
Oh, 45. There is, everything else is second place. 45 ACP.
It's interesting, John. I've heard on the radio, not from you, not from me, that there's no such thing as knockdown power. They have weight classes in wrestling.
Right.
and I've seen some big guys, get behind a baseball bat, and I'll tell you what, and I've seen some little tiny guys, and generally speaking, the big guys, when they connect with that ball goes farther.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, that's very true. And I don't know who's making these statements, but there is such a thing as knockdown power. The U.S. Army, in, I believe it was 1909, conducted a test with live pigs involving the 9mm versus the 45, and there was no comparison. The 45 was the handstand winner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Mrs. Finelli and I were plinking over the weekend, and she's been carrying a .38 Detective Special. And she saw this .357, and she said, and we own it. And she said, I think I'd rather shoot that.
Yep.
So Mrs. Finelli now carries a .357.
Well, good for her.
And she likes the trigger better. She likes the grip better. It's full size, short barrel, but full size frame. And so I'm all excited about that. So John, as we talk about the fiscal cliff, and what are your fears? Or let me say it differently. What are your concerns that might happen, and where will society go with those concerns?
Well, my main concern is termination of all banking activity, including EBT cards, credit cards, mm-hmm. debit cards.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the consequences of that would be the city's burning in a day or less. And martial law is a consequence.
Now, that would be the short term. Now, let's talk about the long term when we come back on the other side of that. So we're talking about martial law and the city's burning down. John Moore, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dried guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
John Moore, I don't know if I ever told you, but that rejoiner, the no whining rejoiner,
yes.
That's aimed at some of the mainstream talk show hosts. That's all they do. They whine.
Really?
They don't have the answers. They whine for 8 minutes, and then they hit the reset button, and they whine about the same thing, and then they hit the reset button, and they whine about the same thing, because that's how long most people listen to them, 8 minutes, and they shut them off. So, but that's really aimed at one of the top three talk show hosts. That's aimed right at that person. Thought I'd let you know. Wayne in Texas, you're on with John Moore and me, Vin Finelli.
Hi, Vince. I thought that no whining was about John Boehner. I thought he's been, I expect him breaking the tears any minute now over this fiscal cliff thing. So.
No, actually, it's about one of the top three talk show hosts. No kidding. So, Wayne, you want to talk about the fiscal cliff?
Yeah, real quick here. I think it's obvious what's going on, and that is these politicians are jawboning this whole discussion to where we only have two choices, which is either tax increases or cutting into tax write-offs. But if everybody were to notice, there's nothing about looking a hard look at Medicare fraud, which is about over $50 billion a year, home health care fraud, welfare fraud. And at the same time, these guys are crying about revenues. According to Fox News, they put together a website called WelcomeToUSA.gov. That's a one-stop shop for illegal aliens to go to and get benefits for food stamps, health care, and housing assistance. Plus, they get $1,000 per month spending money from the government. Isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm. I've got a question for you. Wayne in Texas, why is it that we are so docile? Do you have a feeling? I mean, I think it's the fluoride in the water, which is making us docile, because I keep wondering, this is probably going to get me in trouble, why some of the Vietnam veterans haven't had their Agent Orange act up. You know, Gerald Celente says it, when someone loses everything and they have nothing left to lose, they lose it. Well, how come we haven't lost it?
I think fluoride is part of the problem. But the other thing is distractions. iPhones, iPads, pro football, you know, on and on. And people are so distracted and going in so many different directions, they don't have time to focus on what's really right in front of them. And if they paid attention to these politicians, they could tell that there's more reality in professional wrestling than there is this political structure we have.
John, your thoughts?
Well, I like the more morality in professional wrestling. this Speaker of the House, he has all, I mean, I don't know if he's taking any pharmaceutical products that make him look like he does, but he looks like a serious alcoholic to me, just to look at his face.
Okay.
Well, I can just kind of tell that these guys are wined and dined by the lobbyists, and it's obvious that, again, there's going to be some increases. And, again, I don't know why they want to cut in the tax write-off, because that's what's keeping a lot of people in their homes right now. So it's just, as a small businessman, I'm just it's reprehensible to see some of these things going on. And the fact that they can give dollars to illegal aliens but turn their backs on people that fought wars and paid taxes all their lives, you know, it's just incredible.
And that's the way it is, isn't it?
It sure is. Thank you.
Hey, thanks so much for calling, Wayne. John, you know, we're talking about the EBT cards, and you mentioned a bank holiday. In the 1930s, we were polite. We would stand in line, and if we needed help or assistance, or we needed to be in the soup line or the bread line or the coupon line or to use our coupons, you know, we were a lot more polite as a society. Now, that was before television.
Right.
That was before video violence. That was before video games where we can shoot and destroy lives and cities. And then we can say, let's hit the reset button and start this game and over, and we'll restore those lives and the carnage.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more, Vince.
But there's no resetting a person's life. Not that I know of. And I think it's going to be bad. I really do. And that's,
it could easily be very bad.
John Moore, thanks so much. TheLibertyMan.com. That's John Moore's website, TheLibertyMan.com. There's a link on the website, USAPrepares.com. John, thanks so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.